Actually, President Bashir is going there, and also the president of IGAD also will come together to Juba. They want to find a way out for solving the main obstacle of that negotiation, which is the release of the prisoners in Juba. Plus also the big apprehension which President Bashir has against this war and the victims. In fact, the war now is a wide place, and some of the refugees started to come to Sudan and all these problems. And Bashir himself is knowing the two parties and his good connections with President Salva Kiir. They might find a way out of starting negotiation and at least find a way to cease fire.
Do you think President Salva Kiir will listen to President Bashir in terms of releasing the prisoners?
I think he will. Actually, since the first day of the starting of this war, he kept talking to Salva Kiir almost every day. And he is capable to find a way to stop this war. I'm sure of that. The role of Sudan, actually, among the IGAD presidents, is a major one. Putting in mind that we were one country, we know the two parts, we know the country very well, we know the tribes and these things. And now it's declared situation that we are not assigning anyone of the parts there. And we are very keen that reach a solution for this war makes Sudan the most capable country and Bashir himself to find a way out.
The meeting on Thursday in Juba is the meeting of IGAD leaders. But one of the IGAD leaders, a very prominent country, Uganda, is taking sides in the South Sudan conflict. How does Khartoum see the role of Uganda in the conflict in South Sudan?
In fact, Uganda is unfortunately taking side of Salva Kiir, and they have got their troops there and cannot be one of the facilitators. The other part will not accept that. But Bashir has not any sort of role. He has no troops there. He doesn't want this war. But we are taking in consideration that President Salva Kiir is the elected president. And this is also convinced by all the African leaders. We are dealing with him on that base. But we are not at all actually happy with what is going on with this war, because it's now taking a very ugly shape.
So, Dr. Bilal, you believe that President Bashir, when he goes to Juba on Thursday, will be able to prevail on President Kiir to release the prisoners?
This is one of the goals. But the main thing, actually, is to find a way out to stop this war. We are doing our utmost best that this should take place.